Okay, so what role do you think bookstores have in today's society?
What do you mean by what role do you think?
Like, do you think they have a big role in people's lives or a small impact?
I don't think that they have a large role in people's lives because Amazon has kind of, you know, taken over book publishing and book purchasing. I think people go to bookstores now just to socialize, not to necessarily read books.
That's true. Okay. Based off what you just said about bookstores and roles, do you think they have lasting impacts on communities, like ones that will extend over time?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's hard to say.
Okay.
I don't know. They might. That just sounds like a very easy answer. I really can't answer that. I think that they could, depending on where you are, I think that they could have lasting impacts.
Okay.
Are you asking what the lasting impact is?
Or, like, no, just in general, if you think that they would now because of, like, bookstores are decreasing, kind of, so.
Well, I think it might put a value on, with having, like, fewer bookstores, I think it might put more value on books, and maybe people will flock to them more as they dwindle down.
Maybe. Good point. Do you personally enjoy going to bookstores?
I love going to bookstores. They're a lot of fun.
Okay. How would you describe your feelings when you walk into a bookstore in one word?
In one word?
Yes. Or you could do two words if you want.
Excitement.
Okay. How long have you been going to bookstores?
Since I was a little kid. I always loved going to bookstores.
How often on average in, say, 6 months do you visit bookstores?
6 months? Well, I go to a bookstore at least once a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't necessarily purchase things at the bookstore, but I go, you know, to find maybe a magazine or a journal or a book and just, you know, sit for a few hours and read.
That's cool. Do you have a favorite bookstore?
Harrisonburg, all we have is Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. There is a place downtown, it's really small, that has a bunch of used books and, you know, just, it's an independently run bookstore. But there was one bookstore in particular I used to go to in Providence, Rhode Island. It's closed, though, but it was a great bookstore. It had everything. Mm-hmm. It was messy, and you could just find a shelf and just look at what's in the shelf. There was no organization. It was fun. Great way to discover new authors and dead authors that I had never heard of.
Okay. What is one particular experience you've had with a bookstore that stands out to you the most?
One particular experience at the bookstore? It's hard to say because usually when I go to bookstores, I'm there by myself and nothing really... It's a time to escape. Okay, there isn't a particular story.
Yeah, just the whole feel of going there and being like,
I like that.
Away from everything.
It's a chance to escape reality.
Okay, that's good. Was this experience at your favorite bookstore at home or in Harrisonburg or in general?
It's just in general.
In general.
You know, I always manage to find some sort of book that I can lose myself in it. Even the bad books, like those bad mystery Dan Brown novels.
Or you hated the romance novel. What? Who wrote them? The ones that always turn into movies and you would talk about them.
Oh, Nicholas Sparks. Yeah, I avoid that shelf.
Okay. You can skip this question. It was, when was this experience? But I guess you just have it once a week when you go to your
bookstore. Yeah, once a week for the most part.
Okay. Has this experience left a lasting impact on your life today?
Well, yeah, I mean, I majored in English and I teach literature courses, so I'm always trying to get students to read new things and new authors. It's not easy to get them to read those things, but yeah.
Okay. Do you think the experience in chain bookstores such as Barnes & Noble is different in comparison to small, privately owned bookstores?
Absolutely, because these big chains, they only stock what's popular, and they make you think that you have to read what's popular. So you go to a random bookstore that's privately owned, you have books from all different places and all different time periods, things that haven't been published, and it's just a whole another world.
Sure. Okay. Do you think the values of books are being lost as society turns more towards electronic forms of reading?
Absolutely. When I teach I noticed that a lot of my students, they have their little nooks or tablets out, and they're not as attentive to what they're reading. It's just something that they just brush off. A book, when you actually hold it in your hand, you're actually holding something tangible. Okay, you can't brush it off. You can underline things. And that's another thing. Books can't break. I mean, unless you intentionally tear them apart or, you know, set them on fire, that they can't break. You know, you have your tablet. You can store all these books in there. And then, you know, if you lose it one day, you don't have any more.
Yeah,
it's depressing.
I agree.
Books are valuable, and they look nice on the bookshelf.
Sure.
You know, books say something about the person. You learn things from them. They help you, you know, grow. And when I go to someone's house, I always look at their bookshelves, and I'm like, oh, look, they've read this book, that book, that book. You know, you don't get that. You don't get that knowledge. You don't
get
that conversation with, you know, storing something.
Yeah, so you feel like you get to learn from people based off what they read, kind of?
Yeah.
Cool.
And you can have discussions about what they've read.
Yeah.
And you can't see that on those tablets.
That's nice. Okay, that was it. So
awesome.
I'll stop you. Hold on.